Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely... Fuck. Nope, I'm not going to take it again.
I don't want you to.
And extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always...
Hey, bro, it's me, Ben. And also over there.
Is that meant to be John DiMaggio?
Just
Where
a guy.
Where did you go, John DiMaggio impression? You were meant to be here, but you, I'm extremely happy to be here.
Well, you know what? I started doing that, I was thinking about how someone posted on our Facebook today that they, it was something like one of the few things that they have memorized is the intro to this show.
Yes.
That they're able to mouth it along with me. So it was like, as I was saying it, I was thinking about that comment and how much it annoyed me, because I was like, I hate saying the same thing every week.
Yeah.
So I'm self-conscious about it already. So I was just thinking about that guy going, God, I'd love to fuck with him, and him sitting there smugly mouthing along to what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then, you know, fate got in the way and my loose tongue stumbled over the word, and now here we are. You didn't see this one coming, did you, Chief?
Yeah.
Maybe I should mix it up.
I have no problem with that.
Mix it up, or just, you know, I think I've said this before, we become one of those shows that just, you know, we just start. You know, there's no intros.
Well, that's what we do with those Patreon episodes, and I like that.
I love it.
Turning on the cameras halfway through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like Always Sunny.
Yes.
They just kind of start mid-sentence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they have the title pops up after like a
later.
Cold opening
sort of thing,
doesn't it? We should start with a cold open from
do
now
a cold
on.
Open?
Yes.
What do you mean, like a little sketch?
Yes.
Or just,
we're a fucking rap album beginning. Yeah, before we get to the real shit, we just have like...
You hear us smoking bongs.
Yeah, some people fucking ordering drive through or whatever.
Yes.
I do love that. So in between the reviews of the games and the news that we do on the show, there's little skits.
Yeah. Mm.
There's little skits about us smoking weed.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be like voicemails we've left. Stuff like that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Eminem pranking people.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Who did that recently? I feel like maybe Chance the Rapper did that
on
his last album. Someone quite Chance.
Chance the Rapper. Yes. Community Chess the Rapper.
When he tours Adelaide, he's Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
But it was someone pretty... It was someone pretty high profile brought back the skit on their rap album from this year, which I thought...
Oh, this year?
Yeah. I thought it was done forever. I thought we were never going to see the skit on a rap album again.
Yeah. Every time cyclical.
What?
The history repeats.
Okay.
Unfortunately for us who are far enough away from the rise of fascism in the 20th century, here we go again.
Anyway, back to Gears 5 and the rise. There's fascist. People say fascist in that.
In a very poor...
Well, hey, boys, back it up, because before we talk about the review of Gears 5 that came out last week, we got to take it 24 hours back from the release date.
Yeah.
And we've got to talk about a little event that we went to called Gears Inc.
Yeah.
We got invited by our friends over at Xbox.
This is Inc. with a K. Not Inc. as in Incorporated.
This ain't your grandmama's Inc.
Your grandma's Incorporated.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, I think I'm allowed to say this, we got invited by our friends at Xbox.
Yes.
Which in effect is the guy that used to hook us up with things when he worked for PR for PlayStation.
Yeah.
And he jumped ship over to Xbox.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that would be publicly accessible knowledge.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think we're letting out any industry secrets by saying they're the same company, but they just pretend to compete with each other.
Yeah.
Sony and Microsoft.
We haven't mentioned his or her name either.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Anyway, shout out to...
Well, it would be a... It's a name that could be either.
Exactly. Yeah. We could just say his name.
Nah,
or her. Whoops.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went to Gears Inc.
Yeah. So I didn't realize until after I got home, but this was like a thing that they did in like, I think, 5 or 6 cities around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So they yeah, I think LA and then like, I don't know, Madrid or something like mm-hmm. that, and then London. So it was pretty cool for us to get it.
We went to the London one.
We went to the we all went to separate ones.
Yes.
Just in case something happened at one of them.
Yeah.
So that the podcast could continue.
Mm. And we also, we all got 3 parts of a tattoo that when you line up our body parts creates one.
Right. Like whole a mad tattoo. Fold in where yes. like just if Ben walks away, yes. it says something else.
So yeah, we talked about this on the last ep that we were heading down. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. The as you can tell from the name Gears Inc., a big focus of the event was trained tattooists given real prominence in this venue doing tattoo. We didn't ask if they would be allowed to tattoo anything outside of the Gears franchise.
No, that's true. Well, when we walked in, they were already mid-tattoo. I was expecting us to walk in and there'd be like a couple of, you know, chairs set up, tattooists there, and no one getting tattoos, because it's like, what? Who goes to a PR event and actually gets a tattoo?
People are into it though.
And yeah. they would have, I reckon, if you're going to have an event where there's tattoos possible, there you set it up beforehand, so you've talked to some people on Instagram with lots of tattoos, and you've gone, "Do you want a free tattoo?"
Yes,
you'd have to go into that knowing someone was going to get a tattoo.
Totally, right. You'd hate to pay these guys for like a couple hours' work, and it's like, I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs here.
Yeah.
Brutal, like bombing as a tattoo artist yeah. too. Well, you were just there like walking up to people who were just like having a beer and playing the game with the needle going like, any interest? Hey, any interest?
There was like in the middle of a cage in the center of the room. It was quite a small room.
Yeah. And they were like, as well. Yeah. So sick.
2 people dressed up as like Gears people with like fake guns, which even fake guns always make me really nervous to be around.
It was odd. We sort of commented at the time, like, this is only possible in Australia because we know they're not real guns.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in LA as well.
That's
it
true.
Was in London.
London.
In Madrid.
Mm. Well, there's a photo that we've got of me holding a fake replica gun, which one of the people working for the event was like very forceful about me holding this gun.
Yes.
He's take like, look at that.
Get your fingerprints on this.
He's like, look at this. And I'm like, oh, cool. And he's like, yeah, it's a replica from the game. And I didn't want to say, I've never played one of these games before in my life. He's like, pick it up. Go on, pick it up. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm standing there with it and you guys get a photo of me with the gun. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, I can't remember which, I think it was like maybe you, Adam. He was like, now you hold the gun. And you were like, no, I'm fine. I was like, God, I want to be that man. How do you do it?
Very confident to just say no. I can only say no if it's going to make the situation awkward, though. Right. That's the only time I've been able to refuse something. If it's someone asked me to do something, it would be fine for me to say no. I'm like, oh, okay, then.
Right.
I have it all backwards. But the guns and the all the design of everything, the people, the like models or whatever they paid to dress up, everything in Gears is so chunky.
Yes.
That it looks weird in real life.
Right.
Yeah.
If you take that shit out of the fake world and put it in the real world, it all looks bizarre.
Well, you'd have to have hired like John Cena and The Rock
right,
to dress
exactly.
up
yeah.
as Gears for it to look right.
Hey, you know, maybe they did the LA one.
That's a good point.
You know, maybe they couldn't have the guns there, so that was a bit of a bummer.
We should
have known they had actual The Rock
guns.
Yeah.
And I've done, just so that you know, if you're listening, which I assume you are.
Yes.
I've done the muscle move.
He's flexed.
The flex.
I've flexed. He's
flexed.
Weird flex, but okay. Literal weird flex.
Yes.
Then there were like a bunch of big TVs around with people playing the different modes of Gears, which we didn't bother to do.
We looked.
We watched, but we were like, this comes out tomorrow.
Because, we all got Game Pass, and it did come out on Game Pass, like 4 days or 3 days before?
If you had the Ultimate thing or something, and then if you bought different... It was one of those ones where there were weird, different release dates for depending on what thing you had.
Right.
Yep.
But
either way,
we've played it now. We'll talk about it in a minute. But looking at those big TVs
that
were there...
I think we can all agree... For all 3 of us, that was the main event.
There was a fucking massive TV there.
We were just standing there. People were coming over going, have you had a chance to play the game? What do you think? And we're like, man, look at the size of that fucking TV.
First of all, have we had a chance to play the game?
Yes.
How you say it. We're not in Adelaide. Go to the Adelaide Gears League. But also, that is the biggest TV I've ever seen in my life. It was
a huge
fucking TV.
Yeah. I wish you guys could have been there listening. It was fucking so big.
It was very good. And it made me think about big TVs, and yes. I've done it, and I've gone in on a big TV since this.
What size?
65.
So we're all the same size.
Yeah, let's measure.
I think Adam's got basically the same TV that we have, Ben, the official TV of the podcast, but we got ours a year ago, so I think yours is just like the newest model kind of serial number off the rank.
I looked at a bunch of reviews and stuff, and people who write TV reviews are very picky because it's technology. You can say this is either good or bad.
Sure,
this either we've got measurements and this either has this many colors or it does not. This gets this bright or it does not.
Mm-hmm. The gamma on this.
Yeah.
Oh.
So get a load of those gammas. Mm. So I was looking up reviews and the Samsung ones are like, if you're a person who is into TVs, they are not well regarded.
Yeah,
I found that too when I was looking up this one, that people get into some insane nitty-gritty because I think maybe you had sent me the link to the one that we got, or maybe it was my friend Chuck. Anyway.
Of like the specs and stuff?
No, of just like, hey, this one's on sale this place.
No.
So I was like looking it up and I was like, okay, this is looking pretty good. This is a good deal and everything. Mm. It does all the stuff I wanted to do. But then I did the same sort of deep diving that you did.
Mm.
And I was like, I guess I'd better not get this. And then I kind of looked more critically at what they were saying. And I was like, I don't know that I would ever notice things. Like they were talking about the input lag being, you know, in a game being like
a millisecond.
Insane, like nanoseconds.
Well, and there's stuff of like, you know, the blacks don't get as dark as, you know, and that sort of stuff that I am not really that able to notice. But they are right because you can just measure this shit.
But
also for the price and that sort of thing.
Well, that's it.
I'm like, not going to jump up $2,000 because I want, you know, to be able to move to the left and see it perfectly.
Well, there's a 3.5 out of 5 $2,000 TV is still better than any TV I've ever owned.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what am I? I can't notice a difference.
Well, and they talk a lot about in those reviews of like, it having a lot to do also with how your lounge room is set up and what kind of like natural lighting there is around. And at the time that I bought the TV, I literally didn't have a home at the time.
Right.
So I was like, I bought it while I was staying in my friend's spare room house hunting.
Mm.
I was just like, I'm not going to sweat this. I don't have a lounge room to really like put up against these scores at the moment.
Because it's often like, is there going to be like a window with glare and stuff? It's like, I got some blinds. I'm sure it'll be fine.
So far, it is a fine TV.
How many hours have you had it?
I've probably looked at it for about 10, maybe at the most, actually.
That's good numbers already.
Now,
can I ask you this? And I am going to have to reveal
less than 10, actually, maybe.
A couple of things about your private life in saying this. So feel free to cut me off at any point.
All right.
I don't think this is anything too bad. But
when
this...
you organised the killing of Princess Diana.
So
did you ever think you'd have a TV this big?
So we're at this event, right? We're at Gears Inc.
Cast your minds back.
Cast your minds back. A week ago today, fellas.
Mm.
Now, you were saying to what you're seeing that huge TV and you're like, and you're like, literally, you're like looking them up in front of us. You're like, oh, God, I think I want to get a big TV. You're saying you really wanted to do it.
Yeah, good deal at the time. So you wanted to jump on that. Yeah. Fair enough.
But you're also saying that you're planning a trip next year with your partner. And you were saying, I'd better not. I couldn't do it. I couldn't spend this money on a TV when I'm meant to be saving for this trip.
Yeah.
You then, the day after this, you went on a interstate trip, a little holiday for 4 days
with
your partner.
Family.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then about a day or two after that, you message us and go, boys, I've bought the TV. Now,
he led us on a merry little dance.
He phrased it like a riddle where we had to guess what he'd done.
Yes.
Now, I like to imagine you on this holiday with your partner going, I never want to travel with this person again. I'm saving up. I'm buying the TV. You can see how I would put all those steps together.
I didn't think that. I just thought like, oh yeah, he wanted that TV and he got it.
I did like the idea that that's how it goes. Like day one, just going, all right, well, this is just clear to me.
I can see how that would have happened to you. No, we went away and it was like her birthday. And it's my birthday in a couple of weeks and we were talking about birthdays. And she was like, well, maybe we can do this together as a present. And
that's cool.
It was quite a nice thing rather than me sitting on a beautiful beach with my beautiful girlfriend going, well, time to get rid of this in the most selfish way possible.
Just sneaking off to the toilet to buy the TV in a private moment
that she
can't see.
We talked about it and shit because like, it's like you don't buy shit that expensive that often.
And hey, couple buying a television, that's a mutually beneficial gift.
Exactly. And this is what we're talking about. We're going to watch The Bachelor. Oh, well, At one point, we were going to watch. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We were going to watch The Bachelor on it.
Okay.
Okay.
But I locked myself out of my apartment before I came here. So we're going to watch it on her laptop, I believe, is the plan now.
Fantastic.
Wow. Bachelor's not a bad show, by the way. Give it a shot. It's put together in an enjoyable way.
Okay. I'm a Survivor fan. I love Survivor. I think it's
Survivor's
the best reality
classic,
show.
Yeah.
Bachelor's the same thing, I imagine. Never seen Survivor.
I've never seen The Bachelor. Well,
you've never seen Survivor?
Yeah. No.
Even like the OG original series when it was like reality TV was like not a thing? Never got into it back then?
Is that a part of Survivor? What you're talking about, is that would that count as Survivor?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
So then I haven't seen
it. But I'm thinking you may be classed like modern Survivor.
But I said I haven't seen Survivor. And then you said, but have you seen Survivor?
Wow. Boys, I find it unbelievable.
This is a classic Survivor tribal council situation right here.
This is a classic.
Adam, you want me to explain what that is?
I'm being the classic Abby right now where I am absolutely lying my teeth off.
See, I feel like this is classic The Bachelor in that I can't decide which one of you two I want to have. Just very quickly also about the Gears Inc. event. We did mention last episode that there was going to be a barber there who was there to shave, what was it, logos and stuff into people's fades.
Yes.
You had to come in pre-fade.
Yeah.
And then he would do it. I don't know if you clocked this gentleman. He was like an older guy, a very like old school, like sort of traditional looking barber.
Right.
Who just looked like... he's just got no fucking idea what's going on around him.
But he's a pro.
He's a pro.
He's a pro. He's going to do his task.
But the kind of guy who would have been like, I think perhaps put off by this violent video game stuff going on around him.
Yeah.
You know, probably would have been like, this is just rot. What are these kids doing?
He works
doing?
With blades. He's used to violence.
Yeah, but he's like, guns are too high tech for him.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Like, he show me a Ronin like, game, I'd be into
it. Yeah, the Sekiro.
Yeah, he'd
I'd
love
have been
that.
There for Sekiro Inc.
He was using a chainsaw to do the fades, though.
Attached to the end of a gun.
Yes.
Sekiro Inc., just a guy with a giant samurai sword shaving stuff into the side of people's heads.
Ooh, yeah.
That would have been sick.
Yeah. We had free beers, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, it was a pretty early night, all things considered.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it will not influence our review of this game.
No.
Because if it were to influence our review, I would have entirely positive things to say about this game.
Okay.
Big TV's cool. Apps on TVs fucking suck still. Yeah. Somehow.
Well, what apps are you trying?
Built-in apps. Just like the Netflix and all that sort of stuff. It just they're laggy and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone's is. If you think yours isn't, then you're an idiot.
I haven't found that at all. Nah. What do you mean laggy?
You push the button and it doesn't move for a second.
That's just your remote.
No, it 100% happens on every TV I've ever used, your one included.
It's definitely...
Oh, now you're on blast.
Yeah. It's definitely slower than the PlayStation app.
Yeah, and it's fucking nuts.
But the convenience of not having to turn on your PlayStation is worth it.
And I like that little remote. It's nice.
Yeah.
But it's...
I don't know that I've ever noticed
this. It blows my fucking mind.
Really?
That these things feel like they're still 2005 bullshit.
I've noticed, but I don't care.
It's fine not to care because it ultimately doesn't matter, but it's ridiculous and everyone should care.
I've never noticed it just because like you were saying, it's like, hey, it's all just built in. How good's this?
Yeah.
I go into the menu, I hit play on something,
then
I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah. What I do tend to prefer is I'll have the app on my phone and I'll just cast it to the TV because then the phone's the remote, the phone is
Can't
faster
do that
than
with
a
Netflix
remote.
Anymore.
Really?
Won't let you do it, yeah.
I guess I haven't tried it with Netflix then.
They changed it in like April 2019, this year.
This very year?
Yeah, with Apple AirPlay stuff at least.
I've got a Chromecast. Right. I think it still works with the Chromecast.
It does work with a Chromecast, but with the AirPlay stuff is all I meant. So
right, right.
God, this is the beginning of us being old and out of touch. You know, this is probably what happened to generations before us. They thought,
I'll be on
top of everything forever. And then it's like just one small thing where you're like, oh, you can't cast Netflix anymore.
All of a sudden, you're a barber cutting a Gears of War logo into someone's head. And you're like, what is this? Is this Pac-Man? the TV's fine, though. It's fucking cool as shit to see an image that big.
Yeah.
You don't normally see images that big.
Yeah.
Most images you see are quite small these days.
Right.
But roughly what?
Piece of paper sort of size
you
image.
See a piece of paper you see a phone see a maybe an advertisement
if
that's
anything
quite big.
They're getting smaller
everything's getting smaller except for televisions and it's a big fucking television.
What would you say is the rough percentage increase of size that you've gone or like what is it double
No, it wouldn't be double.
It's from like 40-something.
Okay.
48, I reckon.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Not that big. About, so what's 48 to 65? 17?
That's
so
a good
it's
leap.
About the average male penis. About, from my understanding, mm-hmm. about what an average penis would be.
I so agree with that. I agree with that. I'm going on record.
So when the delivery guys came with the new TV, you were like, before you go, can you guys just like measure this out for me? I need to get my dick and put it against the old TV.
I can hear you knocking. Let me just zip up my pants. I'm not dressed in here. Let me zip them up. Zip.
So the
that
fly
was,
is
takes
really,
that long.
That
was
so the fly
yeah.
no, that, is really.
That was
big.
You getting the fade shave, wasn't it?
Big fly, big dick.
Why does the fly need to be so big?
Because
long pants.
What am I going to fucking?
He's wearing drop crotch pants.
Got to pull it up like I'm bringing water out of a well. I got to have it right down there.
You would have loved those Adidas pants with the buttons up the side. Then
oh, they were great.
Anyway, so Gears 5.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I've been playing on it.
Me too.
Mostly.
I'm up to Act 2.
Yeah.
In the game.
That's relatively early on.
Yeah. There's 17 acts. No, I don't know how many acts there are.
Great question. Probably 5. I think there have been 5 in all of
traditional
them.
Traditional 5-act structure.
I can confirm that there are at least 3.
Right.
5-act structure is an old-fashioned structure. There's a Shakespeare thing. Mm-hmm. And he happened to write them in that. And Shakespeare was the greatest writer of all.
I am Big Pentameter.
The bard.
You're Big Pentameter, but I'm another type of pentameter. So I'm like, oh. I don't know.
Mechanical pencil tameter?
Yeah. I couldn't think. What's another pen brand?
Oh, Faber-Castell?
Yeah.
Pentel.
I am Faber-Castell Pentameter. I am Charlie. Anyway, whatever.
Wow. Stop dodging your review of Gears 5.
Well, it's not a review because I've not finished it, but yeah, there's good and bad.
I think you go
first because you've been playing it. This is your first one?
Yeah, I never got around to 4.
So you've played all of them, Adam?
I played all of them except for Judgment, which was like the sort of... end of the last
Isn't that
console
a
sp- era, like
it's a spin-off of the Yakuza series.
Yeah, yeah, I played all of them except.
Why are you bringing that up?
Gears of War Judgment was Damon Baird, and you played as him. Oh, yes. It was like a prequel to the first one,
right?
But I never played it.
Right, that's John DiMaggio, right?
No, Damon Baird is the scientist dude in this one. He's bald in this, but he used to be blonde.
Who does John DiMaggio play?
He's Marcus Fenix.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like
God
it to me.
God damn it.
He's just really...
Oh, my God.
My name is Marcus Fenix.
Harvey Fierstein.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's so many aliens here. What are we going to do?
So I haven't played any of them up until now.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's horribly written.
Yeah.
And it's not particularly creative with sort of the scenarios.
Right.
Like, it's what I would have predicted it would be. It's reminding me of, like, Starship Troopers if it was unironic.
Yeah.
But it's fun to play. Like, I'm really enjoying it. The gameplay is really smooth and easy and fluid and familiar, despite having never played one before.
Right. Well, because Gears 1 kind of set up the template for the cover shooters that fucking plagued the 10 years after Gears 1 came out.
Mm.
But they were always really solid games.
Right.
The shooting and the cover and the moving and the rhythm of that cover shooting thing that it kind of honed has always felt great.
Right.
And feels good in this one too. It's basically exactly the same as Gears 4, which was, I thought, kind of a step down in terms of, like, if you consider it in the time it was released from the original 3. But it was still good. 5, yeah, definitely still, like, solid foundation. You're right about the writing.
Yeah.
I fucking do not like the way that it is written.
That was an example of the writing in the game.
That is iambic pentameter that I just spoke in.
It's you'd think, like, now, the state of video gaming is, like, there are great examples of writing in games. There are good examples of writing in these kinds of games. Mm. And this is below even that level.
Do you think this is worse than the other ones in the series, Adam?
No. They've all been badly written in different ways.
Right.
The first three were
trying to experiment.
Three were badly written in the way of, like, being just like jarhead soldier bullshit. Oh, God damn it, Dom.
Which there's a shitload of in this game.
Right, which is Gears.
Right.
Which that bit I like. The bit that I
right, okay.
the, or not like, but it's like that's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
The millennial I got this type writing that is in this one. The humor and that sort of shit is not gelling with me.
Yeah.
But more than that, it looks great.
It looks incredible.
But it looks not good in other ways, I would say.
So the lighting, I think, is incredible. When you go into a dark building and the robot shines his light and it sort of automatically follows your field of vision around, looks amazing. It looks almost real. Obviously, the proportions of the characters are completely unrealistic, but the sort of light cast over like a concrete wall as it's like half broken down and you see the cracks and the rivets and stuff is amazing.
Agreed. And then you kick one of the physics objects and it falls through the floor.
Yeah.
And it breaks it for me.
Yeah.
And like there's some clippingy things and weird little technical just like shitty things that are like characters popping into the side of your vision.
Yeah.
Like they'll just pop up in the side of the screen. They won't like run up there. They will just appear.
Yes.
You can see the game doing game shit really clearly all the time.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that. Like Jack, your little robot flying thing that you can use to go and pick up objects and whatever.
Yeah.
Will just kind of jerk around and then like lodge into position for moving some things.
There's certainly when you're sort of walking through a village and there's a guy accompanying you, it'll sort of do that thing of like you'll look to the left and then you'll look back and he's 7 meters in front of you because that's where you're meant to go sort of thing.
The people in the towns and stuff like that are just weirdly animated and just kind of going in that like PS2 loop of an animation of standing there with nothing to do or say.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like weird fucking statue, weird little like, what's that ride with all the little robots?
Oh, it's a small world.
Sure, but tell me the ride. I mean, if it's that small of a world, you should be able to remember some of the things in it.
Roller Coaster? It's my favorite song.
I guess it's a small world. Pirates of the Caribbean, that sort of shit. Those animatronics.
Oh, animatronic.
That's
the
one I was trying to think of.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that sort of shit's bothering me
my
for some
restaurant.
Reason.
I haven't noticed it because I've just been barreling through.
Right.
And like treating it sort of... I don't even know if there's an equivalent game I've played to this. Because people have described this as like, oh, it's more like an Uncharted or something where it's like, it's very linear. You're going straight through these scenarios, like I said, over and over. It's like, well, this one, there's this area where there's like a three road thing and the road's blocked off and there's aliens coming down here. And so it's like, hide behind these trucks and go. It's not that creative, but I'm still treating it sort of like an Uncharted or a narrative game where it's like, go forwards. Just go forwards. Don't look at the weird marionettes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's probably the way to do it. I think me reading about the
Shakespeare,
open world,
which you keep referencing.
The open world nature of it.
Oh, really?
Has bothered me.
I had no...
people were saying it's more open world.
Right. My reference point was that it's more linear.
Right. Because it's more open world than the previous ones.
Right.
That has made me go like, oh, okay, I'll look around for little clues. And just like you press pause and it'll have, here's how many collectibles.
Right.
And so I can't help but fucking go and look for all the little shit.
Okay.
Which is, there's not much to see. The open world part of it doesn't exist.
No, it is not open world. Having heard that, I would flat out deny it.
It's in the vein of that part of Uncharted 4 where you drove the car for a bit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a wider area, but you're going in one direction.
Also, I guess I'm not as far in as you are, but something like that has not even happened for me.
Oh, you're really early on then.
Yeah.
Have you just started playing as Kate?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It goes like more open.
Okay.
For sure. But like not to the degree of an open world game.
So yeah, what I've played so far is exactly what I thought it would be. And for me, it's been in a good way. Like I just wanted a really, really tight, well-tuned shooter. I've missed sort of cover shooters. Like I was sort of annoyed that Control didn't have a proper cover system in it.
Mm.
So I've just enjoyed playing a game like this.
That's Gears 4 is for you.
Right.
Which
I have installed as well.
Right.
Yeah.
5 does go a little bit more open world at some point, and then it starts doing more dialogue-y shit, more little bits of chatter with characters who are very... I don't know if they're written to sound like they're young and cool by people who aren't, or if it's people who are annoyingly trying to be young and cool writing the way they would talk. Does that make sense? I can't figure out what the
issue is.
Such
a great slam.
Yeah.
This writer was trying to sound like he knows what cool is.
Yeah.
That's
but
rough.
He fucked it up in Hamlet, in Othello.
Why aren't they saying, I bite my thumb at thee? I the writing is so bad that I'm almost not counting it, you know, like it's I have turned the volume down.
Switch over to Japanese, bro.
Oh fuck, I wish I could. I guess maybe I can.
You probably can.
It's so bad that I'm not including it in my assessment almost.
It's not easy to come to without any knowledge of the rest of the series either, because it does nothing to explain what's going on or why.
Yeah, completely. I thought there would be some, and they call it a recap at the start, I think, but it's like they recap the last chapter of a 17-chapter book.
And it gives you flashes to trigger your memory if you played it.
Yeah, right.
It does not make any effort to actually sort of explain what's going on.
Not at all. And so I went into it pretty confused, but then quickly, like, it doesn't matter, really.
There was a big war
between
a bunch of different humans. Then a bunch of the humans died because of that Hammer of Dawn thing that's a satellite.
Yeah.
After that, a whole bunch of, like, not aliens, but monsters who lived underground came up out of the ground. Mm-hmm. Humankind had to fight them off.
Yes.
At some point, those monsters, it became evident, were trying to get out of the ground because there was, like, a virus in the ground.
Oh, a virus in the ground.
It was turning them into, like, worse monsters.
Oh.
So there were kind of three factions then, the virus monsters, the regular monsters, and the people monsters, who might be the real monsters.
Yeah, I think they are.
And at some point, the humans killed all of them. But then some different type of monsters kind of came back, and they're related to the old monsters. And now we're fighting those monsters.
Did you ever fight humans in the first ones? Or was it always that was like the prequel?
You've never fought
story.
A human unless it happened in Judgment.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, these big thick fucking characters.
Yep.
Huge fucking quarterbacks. Big old fucking characters. And like the fact that they were always designed that big back in like 2006, when partly that was done because of just the nature of how graphics looked.
Yeah.
They just looked chunkier.
Yeah.
Now everything still looks chunky, and because all the characters, the people look that chunky, horses look chunky, and like guns look chunky, and just even fucking light switches and pieces of paper look thick and chunky.
Yes.
Which I kind of like.
It's very
so silly.
It's Space Marines. I mean, it's literally like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Which I do like that about it as well. That aesthetic. It reminds me of like being a dumb teenager and loving that kind of shit. But it's cool. I like it in this.
And that was 1-3.
Right.
It was just like totally embracing that thing of like, we gotta fucking drop the bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that.
Let's go out and kill some bugs.
Yeah, but they never had that. They had even dumber voices.
Right.
Because it was John DiMaggio doing that voice. He was like, drop. And it was like the most fucking overgrizzled. And it totally worked because like you take that fucking Space Marine voice and put it in a blender, it makes it funny.
Yeah.
And the whole thing had this weirdly tongue-in-cheek thing.
Right.
Where like it was so apocalyptic that after every battle you had that noise and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it just it's lost that bit of fun to it and not replaced it with the fun that it's trying to do with this open world adventurous kind of feeling
right.
that it's kind of going for in this. I'm not into that aspect of it. I kind of wish that it was like what you're experiencing there and what it is for the first patch of just room, 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 shoot, shoot, shoot.
Yeah.
That is a bit more fun than what they've tried to do here, in my opinion, so far. And again, I've not finished it, but it's not clicking with me so much because it's just a linear corridor shooter in a bigger level where you spend more time having nothing to do.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not liking that. The technical aspects of it that I feel are wonky are bothering me. Other than that, it fucking looks amazing.
And do you feel like the gunplay and stuff is good?
It's pretty much the same as it's been.
Right.
But like, yeah, it's pretty much the same. I didn't like some of the weapons they brought in 4, which are still here. Mm. And I don't like the upgrading jack stuff like that they're doing to give you something to find in this dumb open world. They've created a dumb thing.
Those component things. Yeah. And I've used it when it's told me to use it.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've used it, really.
Because you get little collectibles that let you upgrade your helper robot, and he can either give you better shields or he can pick up heavier stuff.
Little flashbang grenades,
but you just
stuff
don't
like
really
that.
Need to use it at any point.
Yeah.
Right.
So far, I've only played the campaign. There are like 150 other modes in it as well. There's like the Horde thing. There's that new escape thing. There's regular multiplayer. There might be some other stuff that I'm forgetting about. But I mean, I'm looking forward to playing that and finishing the campaign.
Yeah.
I do like it. I'm just a bit disappointed, I suppose, with my expectations that I built up after hearing this other stuff about it.
It fits my expectations. My expectations were that it would be good, and it is, and it's also aesthetically exactly what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the context of it being sort of more tongue-in-cheek or fun.
Oh, and 2 and 3 and even 4 did those big set piece things better than I feel this one is so far.
Yeah, okay. I think that every set piece and every cutscene is like, if you had asked me to jokingly describe 7 or 8 things from what I thought Gears of War would be, it's exactly that.
And the totally.
Which I enjoy about it. Like, it's like, oh, this is what I've been missing out on, this really dumb, stupid, sort of bro-y thing. And it's also fun to play in that world.
And that's when it's at its best as a series, is really leaning into this is fucking dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's have fun with it.
It's not cerebral at all. It's not Mass Effect, which is a similar gameplay style.
Yeah.
It is, let's fucking blow some shit up.
And I think when you start writing millennial style jokes, or not jokes, because I got this isn't a joke, or like... well, that was crazy or whatever. Mm-hmm. That sort of stuff isn't jokes. And they do that a bit. You run into a big monster and you have to fight, and then they go like, huh, all right, don't go into dark caves, I guess, and stuff like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hate that kind of stuff.
But in the original one, it would have been like fucking Bender going, that fucking alien was huge.
Just on the nose. Yeah. Not trying to be funny.
Like, there were a couple of characters who were there was like a wise cracking tech guy, which was Baird. And then there was like the Coltrane, who you kind of meet for a bit in this, who's like this ex-footballer who's like way over the top of like, Coltrane, baby! And like, being ridiculous.
Where can you trace that back to, I wonder? That what you're talking about, the like, oh, I guess, you know,
People have put it at the feet of Joss Whedon because it was Buffy stuff, and then he put it into the Marvel movies.
I was going to say Marvel is the one that sticks out to me. Well, certainly the most prominent usage of it in the last decade.
So he wrote the first Avengers movie.
That
is definitely where I think it kicked off.
And which, when he's doing it in Buffy, that's like, it's new at the time. So
he also did it better in Buffy.
Well, sure, yeah.
Like, it was actually funny.
Well, that's the thing. It's Buffy through the lens of MySpace bulletins.
People
writing in that style in those, and then that becomes a cultural thing, and now fucking 15 years later, that's how people talk.
Yes.
And it seems to me, it always sticks out as like it's placeholder dialogue, you know. It's like someone going, oh, I guess we've got to do this now, huh? It's like, well, that's probably an opportunity for like a joke or a kind of comment on something.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like a movie or something full of it.
Do you know what? It's like the dialogue version of just doing an emoji.
Yeah.
It would be like the eye roll emoji. It's like, huh, well, that worked out. You know, it's just people being like emptily, vaguely sarcastic for no reason.
Yes.
And hey, not to shit on emojis. I love a good emoji. Don't get me wrong. I'm into it.
See, I also don't hate that style of dialogue when it's done well.
Yeah.
It's just not done well by anyone who's not a good writer.
I love funny dialogue. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
But also that specific style. Like, I do like Buffy and Angel and Firefly. I liked, you know, I liked a lot of his work and that style up until it became people who were like in their early 20s who'd grown up watching that stuff and hadn't developed their own style.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know.
Well, the difference is, it's like in the world of Buffy, it's kind of, it makes sense because it's like a teen or whatever having an honest kind of overwhelmed reaction to something that's in front of them.
Sure.
You know, a bit like it kind of works. Whereas when it's all of a sudden in these superhero films, these people who are like super powerful going around doing this all the time, when they're having that reaction to it, it's like, well, this just doesn't make sense.
Totally.
Like,
when it's every
Tony
member.
Stark's seen it all. Like, he's fine with this.
Every member of your hyper competent scientist team in Mass Effect Andromeda shouldn't be like, you can't just apply it to any character.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's just, you can have a character have whatever personality. You just need to write better.
What I was about to say was that maybe video games writers aren't as good as TV writers. Well, yeah,
some video game writers aren't as good as others. And do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Dialogue and writing has that uncanny valley thing where the closer you get to it being good, the harder it is to make it good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they had gone straight down the line, with what it sounds like the older ones were, we're not critiquing it.
Exactly.
Like,
the further you push to it being something that you would like, if you get 80% of the way there, that 20% gap becomes infuriating.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're 20% of the way there, then what, you're so far away, then who cares?
Because
the only truly honest dialogue to a character that's out of their depth seeing a big monster or something is just them going, "Fuck me."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that would ever happen in the real world.
A handshake and a blowjob are both forms of physical contact. If you give me a bad handshake, I'll forget about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's a pretty good analogy. I'm happy with that. That is the good blowjob of analogies.
That is a great analogy, but I would there's a few rotten handshakes I've had in my time that stick out to me.
Well, that's the
thing. Hand job. I should have said hand job.
In an office scenario, you're talking about a bad handshake for a week.
Totally.
So someone's interviewed for a job and it's a bad handshake.
At an office,
but if they interview for the job and they give you a bad blowjob.
Yeah.
I'm never bringing that up.
The problem with being in an office, though, is that the maximum level of happy you can get there is 20%.
Yeah, that's true.
So because a handshake represents a maximum of 20%, you can see a good handshake is like, what a guy.
Yes.
But if someone gives you a good handshake when you're at your fucking wedding, you're like, why'd you shake my hand?
Mm.
Kiss me. Oh, you're ruining this wedding.
Okay. Now that's to the priest, isn't it?
Yeah, cool.
So
I do like it, though, and I want to play more of it. This isn't me reviewing it. This is just my impressions of having played about half the campaign.
Yeah. You are coming to it from a long-standing history.
What I would
game.
Call an uber fan of the series.
Mm. I reviewed every single one of them on this very podcast.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And so I want to give this one a proper treatment, but it will be in 3 years.
Yeah, if I remember, it took us... 4 had come out and it took us like a month to get to it because you were just reviewing all of the other ones
probably.
In the lead up to playing the 4th.
And I might have said at the time that I played Judgment, I can't remember, but I I didn't. If I said that I did, it's just because I wanted that to sound like I completed all of them.
Wow. Right.
I've never played Judgment.
This is a Senate inquiry, so you're in trouble, buddy. It's good. I like it. It's good, but... The failings are things that I didn't think would ever be good anyway, in my opinion.
That's
the failings
to be
are
in.
Things that I think it's taken a step down from in other games.
Right.
When you get to the open world stuff, you're not going to... I don't know. It dropped for me.
Because open world games are my favorite kind of games.
But it's not open world. Open world is the wrong term. The larger levels. Did you ever play Half-Life 2? Did either of you ever play it?
Yeah, ages ago.
Do you remember there was a bit where you were driving your car and you could get out sort of and look in houses?
Yes, yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. You're on one path, but you can kind of move around a bit, sort of. And you're like, you can go back, but there's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not
probably best to just barrel on.
Mm.
Also, I think with the graphics as well.
No, with this episode, can we move to a different topic?
Because I got that new TV. I think I'm really hyper-analyzing.
Oh, sure.
That's what it sounded like to me, yeah.
Because I think I got it just before Red Dead 2, I think.
Right.
And it was like, oh, are these graphics better or worse? Or are they...
Mm.
I remember... I haven't seen HDR really work before. Mm. And if you look at a bright light, it's quite bright.
Yes.
I'm squinting at my TV.
Yeah. Mm. Turn the brightness down.
Sort of. Nah, I like it. I want to get hurt. The other thing.
Yes.
You guys have a similar TV to me now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's the same one as each other.
Fucking headphone jack.
In the TV?
No.
Why would there be?
There was in my last TV.
Oh, I've never needed to use one.
Do you use headphones?
No.
You live in an apartment, you cunt. You should use headphones.
No.
You piece of shit.
I pay for the privilege of my apartment.
Everyone pays for the privilege of their apartment. You've got to use headphones.
No. You're loudly shouting in my apartment. Yeah.
This isn't my apartment. You should control me.
Well, okay, maybe this is not a good judge. I've never heard anyone else's TV. I've lived in 4 or 5 different apartments in my life. Never heard anyone else's.
Yeah, I can't hear my neighbors in here.
What if it's midnight? I can hear my... Yeah, well...
Oh, I don't play video games or watch TV at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm in bed. Mm. I go to bed at 10:30 p.m.
Does that soundbar have a headphone jack?
Mine does. I know.
Yeah,
that mine
I don't
does.
Know. Maybe. Okay. But does what the TV have Bluetooth? You could get Bluetooth headphones.
I'm using Bluetooth headphones. There's delay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a very small amount. You wouldn't notice. You Luddite.
That's very true. I probably wouldn't.
I'm honestly in such a bad mood. I have to lock in my keys in my apartment.
Yeah.
Did I mention that on this, or did we just talk about that?
No,
I locked myself
did
out
he?
Of my fucking
yeah,
apartment.
You were talking about how you're going to go watch The Bachelor on laptop.
Oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. It's so infuriating. Anyway, it's cool. I really like the TV. I wish I could plug my headphones straight into it, but whatever.
But I know what you mean. Like, you do... You overanalyze every... Because you have in your head like, oh, I've got this new piece of tech. It's going to be perfect. And then if there's something slightly off, you're like, this sucks. I was telling someone today about I bought that TV and then the first thing I played on it and kind of the only thing I really did on it for a couple of weeks was Octopath Traveler.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is like retro-styled game, kind of a waste of having a good big TV. But in a way, it's kind of... It was good in the sense that exactly what you're talking about. I wasn't playing some big flash 4K thing and overanalyzing it. I was like, yeah, there's a big picture. These pixels are taking up a lot of room. Mm-hmm.
I just realized that Octopath Traveler sounds like Mike Tyson saying Octopus Traveler. Octopath Traveler.
That's probably what they were going for.
Octopath.
I wonder if the...
Or like a...
Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, is that Snagglepuss?
Octopath Traveler. No, wait, who am I doing? Who's that?
Oh, exit stage right.
That's Snagglepuss. Yeah, that's Snagglepuss.
Oh, boy. Heavens to Betsy. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
No, that's...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Marvin the Martian.
No, it's
not. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
No, he didn't say Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Surely he did.
No, Heavens to Murgatroyd is Snagglepuss. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Marvin the Martian say?
This time, of course you realize this means war.
That's what he said.
Of course you... What the fuck did... Of course you realize. What did Marvin the Martian sound like?
He sounded like this, didn't he?
Yeah,
Marvin
he did.
The Martian.
Yeah.
Oh, this bunny's really giving me a fucking aneurysm.
Fucking aneurysm. Wow.
Classic.
Oh, bunny. Marvin the Martian.
That's Chewy. That's Chewy. Gears of War, yeah, whatever. Play it.
Cool.
Or don't if you don't want to. You don't have to.
I'm getting near the end of Astral Chain, and it's really ramped up for me post my review last week.
Yes.
It weirdly, I was thinking about this today. The first probably fifth or a little bit less is not very indicative of what the rest of the game is like.
Right.
So I remember... Like, last week I was liking it, but I like it a whole lot more now.
Right.
Like, there's one of the themes that carries through the game is this idea of these gates that open up that take you into the astral plane, which is this kind of, like, drab kind of red and black area, which is still made to look relatively cool, but it's visually not the most interesting part of the game.
Right.
So the beginning sections, you spend heaps of time in that world, which kind of makes you think that the bulk of the game is going to be in there. Mm-hmm. And then as the game progresses... You're in there a little bit here and there. Like, there'll be little side missions where you go in, do a bit of combat in there, and then come out. But you're spending most of your time in the city.
Right.
So it kind of... It's weird. Like, it puts you in there so much at the start of the game, and you kind of go, oh, okay, this is what it is. Mm. And then it opens up a little bit more. Like, there's a mission that you do where you have to, like, sneak into this area of the city that's been quarantined, which is really interesting story-wise. The little tasks that you're doing to get in there and everything, and then once you're in there, are really interesting. And from there, it's, like, full pace.
Right.
Like, the story really picks up steam. You unlock more legions very quickly, which give you more abilities, and so the sort of things that you're doing are a lot more interesting and a lot more varied. The combat becomes more interesting. I fucking love it. I love the setting. I love the look and the feel. It's great.
Cool. Okay.
Really recommend.
All right.
And
I'm gonna get back to that.
Yeah, I think it definitely... Yeah, it's got a really weird beginning to it where it's kind of...
Right.
It puts you in, and it puts you in for the first, like, maybe bulk of the mission. You can't use all your ability. Like, it teaches you a whole bunch of moves, like, after the main mission, so the combat seems more limited than what it ultimately is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, really, really loving it and kind of trying to get that finished before I commit to anything else.
Yeah.
Speaking
of finishing games.
Yes.
I finished Control, and it took me a while.
Right.
Because I was not good at the final few missions.
The last bit especially, there's a lot of combat.
The maze.
The maze?
There was a bit
Yeah.
where I I just didn't twig, like, oh, I should be using this version of the gun and just taking my time with it.
Right.
And I was just panicking every time I got to it, as like a bit where you can fall down easily and there's flying things.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. That, yeah.
But then as soon as I got past that, I finished that mission. And then, yeah, just a few things at the end with the waves of enemies and shit. I just found I was frustrated by me not having the reflexes I had 10 years ago.
Right. Because I loved just the combat letting itself go full barrel at
the
end.
Yeah.
Because that game has very fun combat.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed being able to do that. The story towards the end gets a little murky.
And then rushed.
A little
feels like it rushes
especially
towards the end.
The very ending, there's some gaps, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially when, yeah. But
I think to set up probably DLC or side missions or whatever.
There are two bits of DLC coming.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. But fuck, I loved it. And I also was more satisfied at completing that game because it was hard for me at the end than any game recently.
Right.
Like even games like Persona 5 that I loved, the satisfaction from beating it was not as high as finishing Control.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
Fucking loved it. The aesthetic the whole way through. As dumb as that story gets or as convoluted, it's still presented in a way that feels very fun and cinematic to me.
Yeah.
Like a weird dumb X-Files episode.
Totally.
Still, yeah, highly recommend having finished it. Fucking sick game.
Agree. I think the very ending kind of doesn't make sense and not in a fun way.
Yes, I think that is true.
but then the rest of it is great.
Yeah.
It's a very, very fun game, Tommy.
Yeah, I got to go back in.
I like Control.
Yes.
I like to be controlled.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got a bit of news as well that we're doing at the very end of the episode for some reason.
Mm. Making people wait for the good stuff.
Yes. There was a headline during the week that, rather than just sit here and...
I'm willing to bet there was an article that went along with
that. Yeah,
well, true.
Yeah.
But I just specifically want to read out this headline.
Okay.
Now,
Read the article and we guess the headline?
Now, this is from the reputable news source, The Lad Bible. So make of this what you will.
Is it The Lad Bible France or is it... Which one of their bureaus is it from?
So here we go. Here's the headline. Hideo Kojima says even he doesn't understand Death Stranding anymore.
Mm.
Great stuff.
Mm.
Really great stuff. Also news during the week that it will have a very easy mode.
Yes.
For anyone who just wants to, roll through the cinematic-like experience. Mm-hmm. Which someone in our Facebook group said that they wish that that was just called, casual mode or cinema mode.
Yeah.
Like having the, very... This one's for babies is like kind of,
if
that's
fair,
if that's what you want to get out of it, then that, there's no need to have that kind of
condescending,
weird, condescending kind of judgment attached to
watching
it.
Watching a movie is very easy.
That's true. Yeah.
So all movies are very easy mode.
I'd like to see a hard movie.
I could show you a movie with a couple of 17-inch.
There will be blood. Very dense, long movie. I'd say that's a hard movie to watch. But worth it.
Yeah, there's that. It's good that there's difficulty modes in that game.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Also, new Final Fantasy VII remake footage.
Yes.
TGS is on, the Tokyo Game Show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The girly show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tracy Jordan absolutely ruined the Death Stranding trailer.
That's literally all I think of when people post about TGS.
I hadn't thought of that.
No, neither.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I haven't watched 30 Rock in close to a decade.
That show was great.
It's great.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
Yep.
Speaking of one of my favorites, watch this Final Fantasy VII trailer.
Mm.
It's good. It looks kind of like they've made it more bonkers than it used to be even, in a fun Japanese way.
Yeah, took that bonkersness and did it the way that it would have to be done if it was as weird in the modern era.
Sure. The anime has evolved. Japanese games have evolved. They're all a little weirder and,
Well, and the little animation of is it Don Corneo or Corneo?
Corneo?
Corneo. Let's call him Corneo.
Horneo.
Horneo.
That's what he is.
Horneo. him getting on his knees and kind of crawling as a 12 polygon little animation thing is the equivalent level of crazy then for a huge animated mustache and shit. It does look very good.
Yeah.
How long is it? How much of the game is in this?
That's it. We keep getting all these trailers and stuff for if it's what they, you know, what they've said, because I finished that part of of the original game that this remake is supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not massive. It's not a great deal of time.
No. 5 or 6 hours tops, I think,
to get out of Midgar.
Yeah.
They and we're still seeing all these trailers and stuff. It's like, it's showing us so much of this, like, one relatively small segment of a larger game.
Yeah, I guess now we have. We've seen the start of the game.
Yeah.
We've seen that bit, which is sort of, you know, halfway through that first bit. Mm. But then they are saying, like, this is going to be 18, 20 hours long or something.
Really?
So they've added some stuff.
Yeah.
Because the other thing too is that, I think this looks, visually, this looks incredible.
Mm.
It looks great.
Mm.
But then, it's that old trick where halfway through you go, oh, I'm just watching a cinematic for nearly all of this. There's a little gameplay in here, but a lot of it is cutscene.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think this really isn't for me, this one.
Yeah,
just
interesting.
Because I don't like the voice acting being in it.
The voice acting was fucking awful.
It sounded really bad.
Trailer specifically,
stuff.
Yeah.
Her name's not Aerith. I just can't do it.
I agree, but I think most people disagree.
And fuck them. This is a hill I'm willing to die on.
Okay.
I will kill myself on this hill unless you change the name. There's something about the plasticky nature. Oh, there's something going on with it that
you
really isn't.
Advent Children vibes from it?
100%.
Yeah.
Mm.
And everything that's not Final Fantasy VII, I've not really liked.
Mm.
That is Final Fantasy VII branded.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Mm.
I'm not sure. I think I'm checking out of this one.
My fanboyism, which I only have because I wasn't vaccinated or was vaccinated.
Thank you for doing that one for me.
Yeah. My parents gave me potions as a kid and I got Final Fantasy VII fanboyism.
Got Phoenix down.
That was the good one, and I want to repeat it. My fanboyism for Final Fantasy VII means that I will look forward to this until it disappoints me.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I kind of don't know where I sit. I'm certainly enjoying seeing all these clips and everything, having recently completed this section of the game.
Yeah.
It's more for me at the moment. It's like interesting to see how this looks fleshed out and fully realized in a modern context.
Yeah.
More so than it's like, oh, it'll be fun to play that again in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is like Mario 128. Remember that?
Yes.
It's like, there's 128 fucking Marios. Mario's on a ball wouldn't be a fun game.
Yeah.
You look at him, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do. I think it'll be not as good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it looks good and I'm happy to... Look, it's one of my favorite stories as well, so...
I think that's the problem that I have with it is it looks like that being like... You need the dim lighting of a 90s game to make that story pop, I reckon.
Right.
And you turn on the bright fluorescent lights of a modern game and it's going to look weaker.
I think it's going to be more fun because it's like, oh, you can actually see the fucking the power plants and the slums and the I want to see that stuff in detail, so.
But the movie's always worse than the book because your imagination is more powerful than the camera.
No, I think The Shining was better than the book.
I've never read The Shining or any other book.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like when I was playing it a couple months ago, I wasn't, you know, there were no points where I was like, geez, this is a bummer. I wish there was like a modern version of this.
Because
that's the thing. I think that the old one, the original, does hold together so well.
Right.
Even though, you know, you have to give it a lot of leeway. But I do think there's a lot of, it's just that old thing. It's like there is so much charm to that look and feel.
Mm.
And it because of the pre-rendered backgrounds and everything, there is still a fair bit of detail in there.
Yeah.
If it was all polygons, I would think then, way more necessary of an upgrade.
Mm.
But I think you do get so much kind of sense of feeling of place and world and everything from what's already there. But who knows?
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be a big smash hit.
I'm sure
it will.
Well, I mean, yeah, in terms of critical...
Yeah.
Response, I mean.
I'm also... My only thing I'm worried about is the music. The music has to be the same or I won't enjoy it.
I really like the remixes that were in this trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got like the same
I think they're doing the same music.
On.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just up upgrading
it. Well, it's not like it's not the same. It's just the same sort of melodies and stuff being used to make new music.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Which I think is cool. I like remixes though.
Who doesn't?
The Death Stranding stuff none of us have really looked at because we're just kind of waiting on that game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The kind of the tone of the room.
I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah. I watched like 5 seconds of the trailer and none of the 50 minutes of gameplay, which I was never going to watch.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
Apple Arcade.
Big announcement quickly, during the week. Some TGS and trailer stuff. Really,
oh, yeah, sorry.
To wrap up.
We're still in the girly show.
Yes. System Shock 3.
Oh, yeah.
There was some footage of that. I don't actually know if that was from TGS, but it looks like if they just shot some guns and stuff. It was pretty early on sort of stuff. Same voice actor for Shodan, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Her mouth moved, which I did not like.
Yeah,
that
looked
fucking weird.
Okay.
Wasn't into that, but yeah, guns. And that Dragon Ball Z game, they're going up through to the Boo arc.
Yes.
Mm.
Boo arc. That's what a dog says. So
the heckling dog.
Yeah. Triumph the insult comic dog. Boo arc.
Neo 2.
Yes.
They're remaking The Matrix.
They are remaking The Matrix.
Yeah, just stuff like that. Some Yakuza stuff. Nothing that we really watched or were interested in. So if you were more watching or interested of that, hey, draw your own conclusions, man.
Yeah.
Join the Patreon, get in the Facebook group and talk about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good ad.
Yeah.
Only place on the internet to talk about video games.
Without being harassed.
Well, yeah, true.
I think the selling point.
It'd have to be one of the only ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apple Arcade got announced at an Apple keynote thing that was mostly focused on this new iPhone that people fucking lost their minds
with
over
the
three cameras.
Three cameras, yeah. Yeah.
It's weird that they addressed it to that whole press conference to one person, to Max. So here's the iPhone 11 Pro, Max. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck off.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah, it does. those three cameras look cool.
Sure. I disagree.
Nah, they look sick.
No, they look bad.
Did you see that they're triggering people's trip? It's called like tryptophobia or something?
Yeah, I have that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You're afraid of threes?
Yeah.
Well, no, how's this? Not... Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
It's not about threes.
What is
it? It's about small holes in things.
Oh, really?
So it's like, I'm just thinking of things that I hate.
What about the microphone?
Some people though would have it about a microphone.
What do you have it about?
Like people with like skin disease. Yeah.
Well,
and like,
I think that's just called rich looking down a phobia.
It's hard to think of an example because I don't like it.
Right.
But it's like, yes, it's like the texture of a microphone, something like that.
Shells?
Yeah.
People have them with binoculars. I've seen people do Photoshops. I'm just thinking of Photoshops people have done that I've seen.
Yeah.
Of, yeah, like honeycomb holes in skin.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Or,
right.
Yeah. But the big thing is that they're not holes.
No, they're cameras.
Yeah.
So I don't have it with it.
I've got camera phobia.
I hate Cameron Jones.
I hate, yeah.
I have a workmate who stayed up all night to watch that.
Oh,
the keynote. Yeah. It was at 3 fucking a.m. I'd only do that for E3.
And he's buying a watch.
Yeah, right. The Apple Watch 5.
Yeah. No Rolex.
The Apple Arcade thing still is, like, even though they had this fucking keynote, not heaps of information.
Yeah, September 20 launching.
Which is my birthday.
Yeah. Oh,
happy birthday.
So enjoy hacking into my account.
Roughly $8 Australian a month, I guess. 100 games, roughly, at launch. Including the big one that I read about that they seem to be putting front and center.
Yes.
A revamped Frogger.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ba-bow.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's been a tradition for them to do Frogger stuff every time they've had any game thing, apparently, with Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I mean,
shown Frogger on it.
There's heaps of traditions that are still dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you keep doing them anyway.
Burning women at the stake for being witches.
It's not a tradition.
Well, it's not a tradition.
It used to be.
The same time every day.
They didn't do that out of tradition. That's
sure
like
they
say,
did.
Well, jail is a tradition.
Yeah.
That's just them thinking they were dealing with a problem. But tradition is more like launching a video game thing with Frogger, for example.
Yeah.
Can you give me one other example?
Christmas.
Jinx. That's another one.
Okay.
But
I think you guys might be witches.
The The concept.
I have
is cool.
No interest in Apple Arcade, by the way.
Yeah, me either.
Zero.
So it's like you can play these games across everything. Your Apple TV, if you have a compatible one, phone, iPad. It's not going to be its own app or anything. It's just a new tab of the app. I don't know. As a thing, as a new service, as a subscription thing, there's really nothing in it to. If it was even at least its own new thing on the home on your phone, like a new app that's like centralized where they're all in and sorted, not that would be the biggest thing in the world, but it's like, oh, that's okay, that's cool, that's something.
But yeah. it'll install them onto your thing. Like, it's not just going to be played from that tab.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is like I think it seems cool. Like Apple's giving these are like original things. A lot of them, some of them are on other bits and pieces. But like, I'm kind of into it. I like playing games on my phone. I never really know what's out there though. Having just a library there where you can go, oh, I'll give this a try with no fucking. I don't like ads on phone games, and I don't like paying for phone games that I don't know if they're going to be good.
Right.
So this is a perfect middle ground. I think
it's perfect for you, yeah.
Would you pay $8 a month to just get access to iPhone games?
I'd try the free month and see if I liked it. And then, yeah, probably $8 a month. That's one iPhone game a month.
That's true.
Mm.
That's pretty good. If you play two, you're ahead.
Yeah, you're making money.
So
I can sell one of them back to Apple.
I hate playing phone games.
Right.
I wish that game Rain that I like was on anything else.
Right.
So it's not for me. But Apple TV Plus is. It's got a bunch of cool programs on it. And that's what I was interested in.
Right.
I was telling Tommy today, like, that if I can somehow, like, if that's a package or I can get music and TV together. That's enough for me to be like, oh, that's two things combined that I don't have to pay for Spotify, Netflix, or whatever.
Right. You didn't tell me that at all, you fucking liar.
But
stop making shit up on the podcast to sound cool.
If I play,
I did.
I know.
I play Judgment.
You fucking gaslighting me.
I don't know. It seems fine to me. It's pretty cheap.
It's a good. It's a great idea that I have no personal interest in.
Right. You can play them on a Mac as well.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Nah. I'd still
hold the phone
because it's phone game.
You don't have to hold the phone. That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still the kind of games that I don't.
We'll wait and see when it's out. Maybe some of the games will be good.
Yeah. Nah, I doubt it.
Just to quickly wrap up this week, is incensed the right word? From last week, us setting up that we may have dropped in some follow-up thoughts on
Nintendo
Direct, which then we didn't do.
Yeah.
Because we got to the end. It would have been a severe inconvenience to us to get together and to record.
I don't think
and it didn't seem like there was anything really vital in there that needed urgent commentary on it.
I think that was it. We said if it's not that interesting to us, we won't be discussing it.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't think even are really... warrant commentary a week after the fact.
Yeah.
SNES games are now on the online thing.
Yep.
That's cool. A lot of people crying out for that for a long time.
Mm.
So that's cool that they're on there. They went up pretty much straight away. They went up like the next day.
Right.
And a solid library of stuff. Mm. A lot of the big heavy hitters in there, which cool that they didn't do the thing of like, oh, we'll do two at a time.
Yeah.
I think there's like 20 or something.
There were some cool things that like, so I've got them all here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read out everything that wasn't already announced and more information in this one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Things that they weren't just them expanding on something they'd already said.
Oh, okay.
Like
right.
Pokemon and shit.
Or things that weren't ports.
Okay.
So a new free to start Kirby game. Mm-hmm. Haven't tried it yet.
Mm. Free to start, but pay to win.
For some reason, they're doing a sequel to that fucking game,
Deadly
Premonition.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Which I'd never heard about. Mm. I'd never heard of.
It's got like a cult following.
Yep.
So Deadly Premonition 2.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's this rogue thing? Something, some rogue company.
Oh, yeah, that looks bad.
There you go.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
So, and that's why, like, a lot of people going nuts for ports and upgrades and stuff like that, which I don't think any of us are particularly like that about. And also, fuck, they know they can make a quick buck by chucking something old on the Switch.
Yeah, Overwatch on there, you know, that's cool for some people.
Xenoblade Chronicles redone. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, that game already exists.
Mm.
Deadly Premonition's coming on there. Damn, that already exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, that's so cool that you can play that already.
Yeah.
Divinity, what's it called?
2, Original Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one interesting thing about that is that you can transfer your Steam save over.
An acknowledgement that it already exists.
Also, a game that I tried to play on a console and couldn't and was like, this is only playable on a PC.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a point. It's a Diablo isometric.
Same with Return of the Obra Dinn, right? Like, there's a lot of clicking around in that.
Absolutely, yes. I did play it on my Mac, and it's a great game, but
I was very underwhelmed. I thought this was one of the weakest direct they've ever done.
Mm.
But then I was thinking about it afterwards, and like the Switch Lite is out, I think, this week.
Right.
So if you look at it as them going after, like, you know, a bit of a normie audience, maybe some people that are on the fence, you know, maybe an Overwatch being on there, maybe a Divinity 2, you know, maybe those are the kind of things that sway you to this budget option of the console.
I don't think you're watching a Nintendo Direct if you're that person.
An online
only. No, but I mean those, but it's like, those are the announcements and then they get filtered out. And it's
an online only game on a handheld console as well. Mm. Pretty weird.
It is weird. Mm. Yeah.
Like to be. So anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
Fuck the name Little Town Hero.
Oh, yeah.
That game's called Town and I Will Die on This Hill.
I completely agree. That's, if anything, what made the director negative for me.
Yeah. Like, Deadly Premonition 2 is cool. I heard that first one was cool.
Right.
In a broken way.
Right. Yeah.
And Little Town Hero does look kind of cool.
Sure, yes. I don't really get what it is.
Yeah.
It's a Little Town Hero.
Yeah. What the fuck, that name?
You know what I thought was cool was the
Town. Ben Affleck's The Town, game.
The music in that game being done by...
Oh, I'm fucking holding a sword here.
They're not in New York. They're in the town.
I can't do the Boston thing.
Hey, we're
thing.
Fucking holding a sword here.
Hey, what Peter do you got Griffin. There? What do you fucking got there? Is that a magic spell? I always come to your house thinking of the day I'm going to see you have fucking got up and left. Because you're a good magician. You're a good magician, Will Casting.
Yes.
Good Will Casting.
Oh.
What I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted by quite possibly...
What do you mean rude? We ain't being rude.
By quite possibly this the worst bit of all time.
This is just our way here in Little Town Story.
He's not doing a Boston accent and he's being annoying.
I'm not from Boston.
No one wins here.
Yeah. I'm from the magic town.
The magic town.
I'm from there. I'm Jeremy Renner from the town.
Yes.
I'm the violent one.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, no, I have seen The Town.
Yeah, they good dress film. Up as nuns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good flick.
John Hamm.
It's okay.
Oh, actually, I'll save that for the bonus episode.
Okay. It's not that good.
It's actually related to John Hamm.
That movie. Wants. I'm related to John Hamm.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's my brother.
Okay.
I'm his brother.
Yes.
Arthur Hamm.
Okay.
I'm way uglier. But I'm an actor.
Mm.
You're way uglier than the hottest man that exists.
Yeah. But, like, way uglier. I'm an actor as well.
Okay.
Do you want to know what I was in? I ain't fucking telling you.
Okay.
Look it up.
I wasn't going to ask.
Okay. Bit rude. Don't want to know what I do for a living. God, you fucking tell your story then. Go on.
The music in Little Town Hero. Little The Town
I fucking
Hero.
Fucking love music.
Oh, no.
Dropkick Murphys.
Yep. Spin
what
Doctors.
What was that? Murphys. Don't make fun of my accent from the fucking town.
Little Town Hero.
Magic. Mm-hmm. I got a spell cast on my head when I was a baby, so.
Why? Is that why?
Huh?
Does that explain it?
Explain what?
Nothing.
Keep going.
Fuck. Fuck, you know what? I'm glad you locked yourself out of your apartment.
I think it's honestly made me, like,
normal
lose my mind.
Honestly, I can't really notice any discernible difference.
No, me neither. He's normal.
You weren't paying close enough attention.
the music in Little Town Hero being done by Toby Fox.
Hey, what do you mean you're talking about the music?
The guy who made Undertale, and he also...
Right. The game I don't like.
Then in... At the end, in like the Smash Brothers little bit of it, they announced that the main character from that has a little skin in Smash Brothers now.
Yes.
Which, you know, whatever you think about the game, it's pretty cool that he now gets this kind of representation in Nintendo games. Hey, like, that's pretty sick for him.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, fucking hell.
Do you have a little skin in Smash Brothers?
All right, thanks for listening,
like
everyone. let's wrap this up. Filthycasuals.com.au for the Patreon, the Bandcamp, all the other stuff that we do.
Patreon episode every week. We talk about... not video games.
Uh-huh.
So movies, it's the same as this.
Yeah.
TV and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a Rareware
Bandcamp
soon. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks, something like that, maybe 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's not date it, given that we literally haven't even organized when we're going to do it yet.
But it'll be something like that.
I've played some.
Yeah.
It'll be soonish. Less than 2 months, more than three.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy
I'll commit
with that.
To that. Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
I got it out of my system now. The voice is gone forever.
So that just happened.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.